going hungry. I lay perfectly still on a fold-out cot, breathing shallowly, staring at a yellow light bulb screwed into the ceiling. My hallucinations seem as real as flattened homes in once peaceful neighborhoods, as sickening as makeshift hospitals targeted and destroyed, as frightening as displaced little ones roaming buckled streets inside urban war zones. Exhausted and in a cold sweat, I'm visited by an attendant who takes my pulse, patting my forehead with a damp paper towel. She encourages me to take a sip of water, my lips cracked and thin and stinging when pressed against the thick glass. She rises to her feet and crosses her arms, looking at the black and white footage streaming from the television screen. She picks up the tray of untouched food and walks away, shaking her head like she always does.